Improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, are responsible for about 70% of U.S. casualties in Iraq, according to the Pentagon. And reporter David Cloud, writing in today's New York Times, says casualties from these roadside bombs are mounting as insurgents in Iraq develop more lethal devices and tactics. David Cloud, let's define first a bit just exactly what IEDs are.
Well, you're talking about a range of devices, as simple as an old artillery shell hooked to a detonator, up to essentially a suicide bomber in a car packed with explosives. So it's everything in between, including devices that are placed, you know, in trees, alongside the roads, that are carried by individuals. The Pentagon came up with the term to cover the whole range of these deadly devices.
What have insurgents learned, as you've been reporting, about making these IEDs more deadly?
Well, the main thing that they do is attempt to counter what the U.S. does to try to stop them. So there's this constantly evolving cat-and-mouse game in which the U.S. uses jammers, uses armored vehicles, uses all sorts of devices and techniques to defend themselves against these bombs, and then the insurgents adjust their tactics to try to inflict more casualties.
You talk about one technique in particular, and that is using a shaped charge. Explain a bit what a shaped charge is, how it works.
Yeah, in the last 2 months, Pentagon officials and military officers in Iraq say they've noticed a small number of shaped charges, as they're called. The charge is manipulated so that the explosive power of the device spews in one direction. They use it to fire projectiles into armored vehicles to try to penetrate them.
You know, Al-Qaeda used a shaped charge, at least in one attack on the bombing of the USS Cole, to target that in a particular direction. How sophisticated a technique is this? What does it say, if anything, about training and expertise among the insurgents?
Well, it's thought to be fairly sophisticated. I mean, most militaries in the world use shaped charges in their attempts to penetrate armor. So there are experts in all militaries, including probably the old Iraqi military, who know how to produce these things. And the speculation is that that's where the insurgents are getting this capability from, although there's also some concern that it may be coming from outside Iraq.
You write also that the insurgents have figured out more sophisticated ways to detonate the explosives once they've built the bomb, different ways of setting them off.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. uses now a range of jammers in an effort to counter the insurgents' use of things like garage door openers to detonate their bombs remotely. To counter that, the insurgents have begun using infrared devices to blow up their bombs.
And how would that infrared detonator work?
You point the laser signal at the bomb, and it has some sort of receptor there which causes it to detonate.
These bombs that you're describing, these IEDs, are for the most part targeting vehicles. Are the vehicles armored, and is the armor proving effective against them?
It's been true for a while that the insurgents, by packing enough explosives into IEDs, have been able in some cases to damage those armored vehicles. Use of shaped charges makes the possibility of damaging armored vehicles more likely. But in the last month, there have been several incidents in which Humvees have been substantially destroyed with resulting casualties of U.S. military personnel. There is concern that armor is more and more vulnerable.
You actually quote a senior Marine officer, unnamed, who says that the bombs in a couple cases were so big that there was little left of the Humvees that were hit.
Yeah, that's right. These were two separate incidents in which 5 Marines were killed in both incidents within the last month.
You describe in your story today that there was an Army conference last week in California focused on how to contend with this new generation of bombs and technology. Did there appear to be any answers coming out of that conference of what the military can do?
There were no specific answers coming out of the conference other than that the Pentagon is throwing literally millions of dollars at the problem. And not only that, they're putting a lot more effort into trying to penetrate these bomb-making networks, as they call them. I mean, the Pentagon is increasingly of the mind that the only way to stop IEDs is to take out the bomb makers as opposed to the people who put them out in the roads. These bomb makers tend to be in apartments or in hidden locations, and the Pentagon is trying to figure out who they are and capture them.
David Cloud, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
David Cloud is a Pentagon correspondent for The New York Times.